And very happy to welcome a good friend of the Buzz on Biz into the studio as we go to our IntelliSystems phone. We're joined by business coach and consultant Larry Rudwick. Larry, known as Larry the Business Tune-Up Guy. Find him on the web at businesstuneups.com. Larry, good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Hey, Bill, it has. About a month.
It flies by, apparently. Mm-hmm. Glad you could join us today. Your latest article, and you write something each and every month for the Buzz on Biz free monthly newspaper. You post them on your Business Tune-Ups website, and we also post them at buzzon.biz. The latest one is entitled The Golden Rules for Getting Ahead. It's not a cheat sheet. It's not a shortcut, how to go straight to the top, is it?
It's not exactly a cheat sheet, but it's basically a list that I've come up with over the years from working with people, and it actually is kind of a cheat sheet,
okay,
now that we think of it. Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess when I read through it, I thought, you know, these are good guidelines for every day, not just, okay, quick want to zoom to the top. These are really guidelines for life,
mm-hmm,
both in and out of the workplace.
It is, because really, if we have a business or we're working for a company, we want to be successful with that job or with that business. But if you ask yourself, why do you want to be successful in business, it's really so you have a better life. And so you really got to combine life and business and realize that you're doing business to have a good life.
And for most of us, that's a better life for ourselves and our families, which kind of makes the two are inseparable. A lot of people say, well, you know, leave work at the door when you come home. And the truth is you can't separate them completely.
No, they're not separable, but you need to have a balance.
You do list family first in these rules, Larry, and I'm curious, I'm going to make an assumption that the list has kind of morphed and grown through the years. Was family first always first?
People don't always live their life that way. So, you know, a lot of business owners seem to put their business first and their family second, and that often leads to disaster down the road.
But I guess what I was trying to articulate, Larry, has through your work, has this become something that you've seen become more important and more necessary?
I think that it is becoming more important. In fact, for the younger generations, the 20s and 30-somethings, I believe that many of them are more interested in their personal lives than their business life, than, say, the baby boomers have been.
What are the pitfalls of not putting family first?
The pitfall is if you have a wife and kids and you don't spend much time with them, you
may not have a wife and kids.
Well, if you don't, you can call family, you can be a little bit more generic and call family your circle of people that are close to you. And so it can be friends and relatives. And I think most of us do have a circle of people that we're close to.
You know, almost to your point, Larry, I saw a report earlier today, I believe, that 44% of 20-somethings are saving. They are contributing to their 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they said that's been about the highest percentage in the last 20 years or so.
Well, that's an interesting fact.
Well, you say put family first. I don't want to dwell on this one too much longer because there are several other key points in here. But you're talking about literally involving them in the business decisions. Don't accept a job three states away without talking to the family first. If you own a small business, before you maybe make expansion plans or something, you're saying sit around the table with the family or the circle of closest folks and include them in the decision making.
Yeah, if you're going to have some big decisions that are going to cost a lot of money or take a lot of time, that this is going to impact the rest of the family if it's successful or if it doesn't work. If you're kind of taking a shot. And it does affect your family if you're going to take on a big project that means you're going to be working 80 hours a week for who knows when. You know, it's going to impact the family, and they certainly should know that it's going to happen, and they should have some input into the decision.
And continuing with Larry Rudwick's golden rules for business success, one of them, and this is one from day one, Larry, and I got to go through these kind of quickly, but the first thing you ever told us, know your goals and write them down.
Well, that's right, and that's the most basic important thing, and once again, I've said this before, 3% of people write down their goals without being prompted, and they own 50% of the world's wealth. So that tells you how important actually writing your goals down and knowing what your goals are and focusing on your goals.
A quick comment on another of your points. You recommend continued growth, continued communications.
Everything we do and everything we say and everything that's told to us can be a learning experience. I personally try not to do the same job the same exact way each time, unless I actually know that that is the best way to do it. I like to kind of vary what I do and learn what works better. It's called continuous improvement.
All right, there are about 10 points on Larry Rudwick's Larry the Business Tune-Up Guy's Golden Rules for Business Success. You can find all of them on his website at businesstuneups.com. And of course, it appears in the Buzz on Biz free monthly newspaper. You can check it out there and on the Buzz on Biz website at buzzon.biz. And the bottom line from Larry at the end of all of them, the last one is get great help from others, and that's what Larry can do for you and your business. He can be that business coach, that advisor that you look to for business and personal success. Call Larry at 571-331-6102, and you can find that number both in the Buzz on Biz free monthly newspaper and on Larry's website at businesstuneups.com. Thank you, sir. Always good to talk to you.
Very good. Talk to you next month.